shy to pull you out of a perfect moment, like I could make you mine. I seen you dancing with men that have less but know you more than I. Behind your eyes there's a plane that's landed while the people still fly.
You better be alive. You better be alive. WMFO Medford. Mike on the mic here, 10:06 in the morning. Just heard a couple of tracks from Will Daly, for whom we're waiting. He just texted us a little while ago, right, Mike Stewart, and let us know he's running just a little bit late.
That is true. No, my mic isn't up.
It is up. It's just a rotten mic.
Yeah, I can hear myself now.
Yeah, we can all hear you.
I like going up and down those stairs.
Yeah, well, it's your age.
Yeah.
So that short set included the new noise from Albert Hammond Jr. His record came out in April called Francis Trouble that was Set to Attack. Love that. Then three from Will Daly. The first was from a record that I love. Came out back in 2008 called Torrent, Volumes 1 and 2. How Can I Make You Happy? One of the first ones I heard from him. I love that track. The next is from a collection that he put out just a little while ago called $300 Man, 20 Essential Will Daly Songs. That was Keep You a Mystery. And ended up with a new song from Golden Walker, his latest record that we'll talk about quite a bit. And also, he just released his latest video for this one called He'd Better Be Alive. All right, 10:07. Going to continue on with the music until Will arrives. New noise from Guided by Voices. This is the title track. This is called Cohesive Scoops, brand new at WMFO.
Medford.
Thanks, Mike.
wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow where you be. And I'm wishing on all the rainbows that I see. I'm wishing on all the people who've ever been. Wishing on tomorrow, when will it come? Wishing on all the loving we've ever done. I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I never thought I'd see a time when you would be so far away. Of all the moments that we spent, I just can't let you go from me. You were meant, I didn't mean to hurt you. And I know that in the game of loving you, I was so. I feel it's time for us to make up, baby. I feel it's time for us to get back together.
WMFO Medford, Mike on the mic here, 10:18 in the morning. As always, 10:19. I have that thing, just as it's going. Will, does that happen to you? I mean, I look at the clock and it's just about to turn in the next minute, when I do it.
I feel like I always look at 12:34.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I always look at that. Yeah. And I say, oh, that must mean something, when I know it really doesn't.
Yeah, but it's nice to, like, think it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, so welcome, Will.
Thank you.
What happened? Saturday traffic.
Saturday, I just miscalculated Boston. Cutting through it, and
well, you haven't lived here long,
and I wanted to listen to what the show would be like before I was actually on it. You know, in the moment that I should have been here.
Oh wait, I should put you up too.
You should make. You're trying to make sure that we're sane.
Yeah, yeah, Mm-hmm. Even though I listen all the time.
So, Will, you've been around Boston a long time, all traffic jokes aside.
I know.
I'm so happy to welcome you here.
I know. And I've listened, and you've been so supportive, and I've listened for a long time and everything. So, thank you. It's great to be here with you.
You're welcome. So, let's sort of use the time wisely. As a Boston guy growing up here, I know that you focus on the guitar, mm-hmm. but I've also seen you in some of the videos that you do of the work in the studio, that you play drums and some other things.
Right.
When's the first time that you knew that music was it and you had to do this?
I don't know a time when I didn't, I guess.
Best answer you could have given.
Yeah.
Does it go back to when you were a child?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Deeply. And I remember playing tennis rackets until... And singing into flashlights, and then my mother met a guy who had a guitar, and I just thought, all right, you can keep dating him, and then they got married.
Yeah, see, that's awesome, because you're one of these people that seriously could not even consider doing anything else.
Yeah, and I wish, some days you wish you could. I've been through this business for a long time, and I feel like the business part of it and the hustle part of it is just to get to the moment of writing songs again and be free to do that however you want, and be in a studio, which is one of my favorite places to be.
Well, it definitely comes through in what you do. As we were talking, you and I, over the past week or so, one of the best things about just listening to your work mm-hmm. is that it doesn't all sound the same. In fact, I never know what the heck you're going to sound like.
Right.
You know? It's always different.
It's a bit problematic, too, but that's how I... I'm glad that you appreciate that, I guess, because I've been through... a lot of ups and downs, not ups and downs, but I've been through, I guess they're called ringers. I've been through some ringers in the business.
The corporate business.
Yeah, and a lot of it has to do with, like, you have to either be, a white male with an acoustic guitar, or you gotta be playing blues.
And it's somebody else who's telling you how you should sound.
Yeah, and to pick one lane, and I was like, I'm on a rock flying through space. I'm gonna do things that, make that experience more fulfilling and provide more understanding for me through music.
It's the typical Boston situation when record people come and they want you to be the last hit.
Yeah. And so variation is I don't want to play music and not feel something or experience something. I love watching those social media conversations where everyone argues about the Stones or the Beatles or which REM record is the worst or whatever. I don't have a say in any of those. If I don't understand something musically, I first wonder what I'm missing. Where's the window I'm missing? Like Guided by Voices, you're playing Guided mm-hmm. by Voices. You know, they came into my life at the perfect time from the perfect person introducing them to me. I immediately was like, how come no one ever told me about Guided by Voices? But at the same time, I don't want to not have their energy not influence me or block it out because I'm supposed to fit into one group or one blog or one club system.
So I got to wonder, just akin to this conversation, since you don't conform to the norms of what the corporate business world would want you to, I wonder what your influences must have been.
Mm.
What are they like?
We also have to remember, it's not even just the corporate world. It's also the cliques we put upon each other. It's not just, we always say corporate world or the record label system. I mean, the indie system can be just as bad, or the folk world, the indie folk world can put just as much as like, what are you doing here kind of thing on you if you don't play the right.
So can we put a big umbrella on it and just call it the man?
Yeah, the man, yeah.
Yeah, in quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, influence is a tricky thing because you're always asked that. I mean, you have to remember, artistically, you're influenced by things you don't like, too. Like, if I hear see or experience a piece of art that I don't like, and I'm being present, it should influence my music just the same as a piece of art or music that I am blown away by. In a way, it should send me in a direction to create something.
Eddie Van Halen said that music should make you happy, sad, lustful, all the emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Do you find yourself worrying, since you went independent, mm-hmm. you're no longer on a with the man on that kind of track. Mm-hmm. Do you find that when you say, okay, it's time to make a new album, and do you find yourself trying to please yourself and your band and just being really happy with what you've done? Or is it really important to you what the reaction is going to be when it comes up?
No, it's just me.
Yep.
It's just me and experiencing things through music. I mean, I have a collective and a group of musicians that I've surrounded myself with in life, and I'm always looking for more. And those people inspire me and blow me away. And there's an aspect to, like, Dave Brophy, who's my drummer and best friend for 15 years in this music world. I always want to, like, have him go, "Wow, I didn't," you know, shock him or challenge him or excite him. If I can excite him, you know, 15 years later, and have him have to think twice about something, that's a good place to be. But that's someone, like, you know, you have affection with and history with and you share art with. So really, it's just selfish. I just want to make myself happy.
That's fine. Be selfish. Yeah. And part of the reason why I asked that question is, you know, because you went independent, your process for introducing your new work to your audience is an interesting one. People sort of already committed to it before it was even done.
Right.
Right? Was it a Kickstarter?
Yeah, I did Pledge Music, you know, and that kind of thing.
Crowdfunding,
I don't know that I'll do it that way again. That was a nice two experiences for two records.
Yeah, I participated. I mean, I bought something that I didn't know what it was going to sound like.
Right. It's so far out. You know, but it is kind of nice to know that when you're making something, you're not in a vacuum and that it will get to somebody. Because I came around to that experience because I supported a couple friends' records. And I remember getting the records and feeling more connected to the process.
Exactly.
And I loved it. And I feel like that narrative of the process has been lost, especially for music in it all. And I think a lot of these companies haven't done a good job in driving that narrative of being the reason art exists. Because art throughout humanity has never existed without subsidy. There'd be no Starry Night without Theo van Gogh. There'd be no Sistine Chapel without the Pope paying for it. So there's always somebody subsidizing the art. Now, it was a record label that was Vincent van Gogh's brother. They're just as important.
Yeah, the subsidy itself is
part
irrelevant as far as where it comes from. Yeah,
right. It's part of the process.
Somewhere.
It's part of the process, and it frees the artist to be free. If the artist can feel like I have every tool I need to dream up this thing, it can free them up. In the same way a restriction can, you know. So you have these two options. An artist can say, like, hey, I want to paint and I only have yellow. They might create something incredible only with yellow, and then they're going to do it and they say, you know what, I need more colors.
Yeah.
And the yellow one might been impressive, but it wouldn't have been impressive forever if all they had was yellow.
So along those lines, your process that I saw, and you've documented this in videos, you literally live in the studio.
You know,
you sleep there and your band is there. And I guess, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I guess what you do is just not necessarily, you'll play something new for them, and then you might sort of all night long kind of get as many good takes out of it that you can, and then sort of crash, and then get up the next day and listen again and say, okay, that's what we're going to work on.
Yeah, you go until you cry, and then you fall asleep on an air mattress in the vocal booth.
Yeah.
Someone sleeps on the couch. There was this one studio we really love in upstate New York. They have a loft with some bunk beds, and then you wake up in the morning, you listen to all the stuff you made, and you're like, oh my god, that was pretty good, let's go with that one.
Yeah.
And start from there, and then I have all these frameworks, and I come home and then I paint over the framework.
Nicely put, actually. So before we get to the new record, Golden Walker, and there's a wonderful story that I want you to tell.
Yeah.
Because you've got to ask, like, you know, how did you come up with the name for the record? Boy, have you got a story. But let's just talk a little bit about influences. I want to play one that you told me about, and as with your work, you'd never guess what the influence is.
But if you listen to songs like Ultimate Companion, or you listen to songs like Hollywood Hills, or something that has a little bit more flair, a little bit more musical theater, this song blows my mind and pushes me, and I just love it. And it's Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher from the Essential Collection. A cowboy's work is never done.
It isn't, actually.
It's an influence done. From Will Daly here at WMFL. We'll be back and talk more after this.
Yeah. never done. He'd fight crime all the time. He'd always win till his mom would break it up and call him in. He was tough, he was hard, but he was kind, and he was loved, 'cause guys like him were hard to find.
Cowboy's work is never done.
WMFO Medford with Sonny and Cher, A Cowboy's Work Is Never Done. And, you know, this is not for nothing, but it really does make me feel like thinking about gypsies.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's, and it's sort of a, what's the word I want? What's that old, sort of burlesque-y.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. It's groovy. It's lovely to hear. Yeah.
It's a glorious piece of music.
It was really nice. Did you find out who wrote it?
Sonny Bono.
Sonny wrote it.
Yeah, we kind of forgot that he did write a lot of their material.
Yep, yep. Rest in peace, Sonny.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure. All right, so Golden Walker is your new record, and we talked about the unique way that it was crowdfunded, and you know, the audience sort of really says, yeah, give us whatever you got.
Yeah.
And it's always something, I suppose, coming up with the right title. And sometimes it's a title track, you know, and sometimes it's just a feeling. But this came out of the blue, and we'll talk about your tour that you're going to do. Part of it is in the UK and in France. And this was your first trip to France?
When this happened, yeah. Yes. It was my first time there.
So you would so you don't speak French. And you,
not at all.
And you just finished, and you were at the merchandise booth.
Right.
And then somebody came up, looked a little out of sorts. I think you called him...
he was like a hipster Gandalf.
Hipster Gandalf.
Like he was in the approach was much like a Gandalf, but he was half in the bag, and he had long gray sandy hair and a leather jacket, and he just said, you need to follow me.
You need to follow me.
And
that was a little freaky.
And I had, you know, in my mind, I already said yes, because, you know, when someone says that to you...
Did you?
Like, yeah. But I had to ask, and he said, well, I'm an artist, and I want to show you something, and
did you bring somebody with you that could
I brought French? Somebody with me who's my friend now, but she was interpreting on that tour, and we walked up just not even a block, just around the corner from the club, down a dark alleyway. Never kept my back to the guy. And then went into this old apartment building that was older than anything in this country, and it immediately looked like you know, a wrecking ball had hit it. And the staircase had that kind of Indiana Jones half broken stone staircase thing that you had to hold yourself up against the wall to get up, and but everywhere there was just thousands and thousands and thousands of metal sculptures, tiny ones, large ones, going up to the ceiling, and they were just everywhere, and there's a path cutting through them, and this place is just trashed. I noticed on the couch was a place where this person might have slept, and he disappeared and rummaged through some things and came back with a piece of metal and said, I heard you from my workshop here playing in the club, and you know, the music instructed me to pick out this piece of metal.
So what's going through your mind, just to enter? I mean, is your heart beating like a or are you like,
yeah,
wow?
I mean, and I don't know this interpreter at this time all that well, and she's kind of wide-eyed, and like, why did the artist, you know, a sense of loyalty for her job to follow me here. But
did he close the door behind you when you walked in? Okay.
Her also feeling nervous, and but we're kind of smiling and like, what is this? And he would disappear for a minute, and I went to accept the medal, and he said, no, I need to carve you into it. I said, oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
And we turn around, and he welds it to a base, and then he puts it on this log, on a folding metal chair in this doorway overlooking this valley in France. And it's, you know, midnight or something. And then I notice that there's these two giant gas tanks that he sparks up a torch. Yeah. No gloves, no mask or anything. He's half in the back and he starts carving into the metal right in front of us, and sparks are flying everywhere into the night, out the door, into the apartment. And he just gets to work on the thing right in front of us.
I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah.
And
I was looking for the fire exit.
Yeah, I filmed a little bit of it with my phone, and it's on a little studio video that I made for a song called Middle Child. That's probably on my YouTube page or Facebook page somewhere.
Yeah, I've seen that, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, you'll see it next time you see it. You'll see this like quick thing of sparks. Yeah. And and he finished and disappeared, and this piece of metal's molten red. And me and my now friend turned to each other and were just like, what is going on? And I never really turned my back to him. I was always shoulder width apart and ready and all that. And, you know, you've spent enough time on the road, you learn to defend yourself or avoid a physical confrontation. So I was like, all right, you know, don't turn your back to this guy. Yeah. And he comes down with his hand in a fist. He comes back into the room. This thing's still glowing red but cooling down, but I wasn't looking at it. I was looking at him.
Yeah.
And he says, they're taking all the gold from the world, from our jewels, from the ground, and putting it into our computers and our phones and our devices so that we can be connected and communicate better. Only we are becoming more and more separate, more and more isolated, more and more lonely. And when I heard you tonight, I heard the gold, I heard true communication, and it pulled me out of my studio and into the club. This is all in broken English, by the way, but, you know. And I'm still, his hands in a fist, so I'm thinking, what is going on in this speech? So I was like, I'm agreeing with him that is happening.
Probably a good idea.
and he paints this lovely picture of listening to me, and I was flattered, and he opens his hand, and there's a nugget of raw gold in it.
Oh.
And he comes over to the statue, and he says, you need to keep carrying the gold like you are, and keep going. And be a golden walker, not the golden walker, but be a golden walker. I was like, what the hell's a golden walker? And I look at the statue, and he had carved in a single line a man and pulled the man out of the statue. So he's like walking forward, and he took the gold, lit up the torch again, and melted a little bit of gold onto the statue's foot. Real, you know, crude, fast statue, really jagged and rigid and, you know, kind of melty around the edges. And there's this nugget of gold on his foot, and he's like, be a golden walker.
There it is.
And so I was like, all right,
I've got to see that.
Yeah.
Did you get it through customs?
I got it home.
Wow. Yeah. So golden walker, quite a story.
And really in from record to record, even my last record, National Throat, was real successful, brought me around the world. And then you get to the next one, you're like, well, damn, like, it's still hard, and you're still like, I'm still one record away from everything falling apart, and just still 1 month away from everything falling apart. You just get out there and you keep going and going and going. But were it not for meeting him, I might have been lost after the last one, because it went so well. But still, I was like, well, how come I don't have all the funds to make another record? Well, it's because I'm paying my bills with the success, or that I'm living life and all that stuff. So the reason why I named it that was just because I was like, I'm gonna listen to him, because right now I'm, you know, in a lot of ways, in everything that's going on in the world, I was like, why should I be doing this? There's so many things that need human assistance. It seems almost selfish to be out there and be like, come listen to me.
Yeah, and metaphor, right, and you gotta come with me in a French accent. And, you know, metaphorically, I mean, being a golden walker is somehow clear, sort of. It's sort of a direction.
Yeah.
So, speaking of golden walker, let's play a couple tracks from that.
Okay.
I picked this first track because one of the lyrics really hit me. Let's see if I can get it correctly. All we ever really want is not to be forgotten.
Yeah.
You know, that just really hit me. Because it works. It's true.
It is true.
We don't want to be forgotten.
It's in our biology and in our emotional makeup, you know.
So this is a wonderful track called When It Dies. Any thoughts about this before we spin it?
This is my baby in recording this record, you know, and it's a quirky tune, and I'm happy with the way it came out. It's probably the first song I had written for the record.
Really?
And I'm just really pleased the way it came out, and it's a song that finds its people, you know.
Yeah, found me. And the next one I'm going to play is the first one that I think you released, and the one that grabbed me, which is Bad Behavior.
Oh, cool! Yeah,
and I think I wrote something to you at that time. I said, yeah, you know, but something, because yeah, it's just so catchy. So let's spin those two.
Sure.
And we'll come back and play some more. And given the time, you know, maybe you can grab your guitar and
absolutely,
I'll throw a couple of
you threw requests,
some oldies but goodies, maybe. All right.
Absolutely.
So from Golden Walker, Will Daly's new masterpiece. This is When It Dies at WMFO Medford.
I lift you around, keeping me upright when all is upside down. You're keeping me upright when all is upside down.
Wow, WMFO, Medford, 10:49 in the morning. It's Mike, along with Mike Stewart and Will Daly, here for another couple minutes until Something About the Women comes in. And we just heard two from Golden Walker. Started off with When It Dies, and followed up by Bad Behavior. And we were talking, you know, I love when a guest is in here, I can watch you listening to what you did and what you do. And I asked you a question, is it ever really finished?
Was it weird that I started breakdancing to that?
I heard about that before. I was warned.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I knew. But, you know, that track, I remember I had my friend Ben in here, who is a co-DJ sometimes, mm-hmm. and I played that for the first time. And he's a real kind of musicologist type of guy, mm-hmm. very deep. And he just I think he commented on the thread afterwards, mm-hmm. just all the wonderful sounds that come at you from that. Mm-hmm. And you told us that was really a ballad until a day before?
Yeah, the week before. It was really just like...
Best believe I love your bad behavior, marching up the streets in every town.
And that was the whole thing. And I was like, you know what? I kind of have that on the record already with like a song like Submariner and stuff like that.
Well,
so.
it's still wonderful chord progressions. Yeah. You know, it's catchy.
Thanks.
You know? So, obviously, you've got your guitar there with you, unless that was just something...
No, that was me playing. I played it for my phone quick.
Yeah, okay, fine. I asked you the other day when we were talking if, maybe you'd play a couple acoustic, and I thought maybe I'd... when I first met you, it was like, I think 2011, back in Alston, good old Alston. Thank God that Marnie brought me into that bar that day. And I didn't know you, and I didn't know of you, and you brought us over to your then rehearsal space, and I discovered a record that you did... called Back Flipping Forward.
Yeah.
And I love pop music and catchy stuff and stuff that makes you think a little bit. And there's this track on there called Boom Boom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the boom boom of a broken heart.
Yeah.
You know, and it's and lyrically it just takes you through the whole thing, but melodically, which is what I hear first, it's killer.
Oh, thank you.
It's killer.
Thank
so
you.
I wonder if you could treat us to a little boom,
sure,
boom.
Sure, sure.
All right.
There's some modulations that sometimes take me some capo moves, so if you hear silence, it's just me.
All right. Will Daly live in Studio A at WMFO.
I got a broken heart. I had to have renewed. Placed in a jar, and every night when I turn out the lights, I hear it go boom, 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 boom. I got a worried mind that I should have drugged all the bottomized for all the time. When I think too much, I hit the ground with a boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Star-torn hearts gone before it got a chance to start. I remember the sound of us. Like a rush, you left a taste that lingered for too long. I will wait for the magic. And now since you've been gone, I don't use my lungs, I never lose my breath. It's the same cold one since the day that you left. An echo of boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Star-torn hearts gone before it got a chance to start. I believe in the sound of you. Like a rush,
You left a taste that lingered for too long. I will wait for the magic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No matter where you are, I whisper to the moon, hoping you get the call. And all the sounds that cry out in the night, I whisper to them, boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. I hear you in the boom, 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 boom.
Will Daly, everybody, live in Studio A, and one of my favorites. I really appreciate you doing that, and I could tell it was nice for you to do that too. I mean, it's a nice one to play.
Yeah, yeah, and it's good. It's you know, there's so much movement.
They keep on moving.
Yeah, things you got to do. There's so much responsibility. I kind of like.
I didn't want to make it easy on you.
Well, it's fun to have to feel.
Sure.
It's fun to have to feel things and be responsible at the same time.
And it's a sad, happy song. I mean, the melody just sort of takes it, the sadness away for me. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a little bit of Edgar Allan Poe, too, like removing body parts and stuff like that. But
ruins everything now. Oh, boy, I'm not going to. Okay. So let's do one more live, Undone, from the same record.
Cool.
Back, freaking forward. Now this one's about it says right in the lyrics, it's about a tortured soul, and I guess it's from his perspective.
Yeah.
But I'm not really great at reading lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Is the protagonist in the song, is he just sort of letting it all go and just being undone and just
I'm still trying to figure that out.
See?
Still trying to figure it out. Thankfully, I have the song to help me.
We all do. Live in Studio A once again, Will Daly. This is Undone.
I'm a chemical, yeah, it's natural. No need to be alone. Troubled soul, I smile to keep you fooled, you know. Beneath the table is a soul from the top you'll never know. Oh yeah. Think of all the damage that I've done. Every seed comes from the dark now. So tonight I don't need no one. Let me be undone. Yeah. I bit my lip until it bled red and poured out on the floor. Crack my head, at least it's then I know just what I'm dying for. You know you do it too. Beneath the table is a soul from the top you'll never know. Oh yeah. Think of all the damage that you've done. Hero. Every seed comes from the dark now.
that we've done that we will never hear of. Every seed called